Theater in 70mm Dolby Stereo. Original soundtrack available on RSO Records and Tapes. Good evening, I'm Rick Ringer. It's 9:05. That means it's time for Chem FM's New Music Challenge, because every weeknight at this time, we play two brand new albums and then ask you to let us know what you think of them by phoning in and voting after the albums have been played. Right now, our current champion is Alice Cooper with his new Flush the Fashion LP. He's being challenged by Vancouver's Prism with their new one, Young and Restless. Right now it's Alice, though. Alice Cooper 80 is the full title across the top of the album of Alice Cooper's new Flush the Fashion LP, which is a sign that there has been a change in Alice and in his music. You can see it on the back where Alice has cut his hair a bit shorter and slicked back his hair a bit, I guess, and applied a bit of makeup, although he's always been into makeup, it seems like. But I don't know. To me, he looks better that way. He's got the kind of face. He's got that that high cheekbone, gaunt rock and roll face that's just perfect, actually. And he's got a new band with him and a new producer on this album, Roy Thomas Baker, who took Queen to fame and more. Lately, The Cars and Foreigner as well has produced the new Flush the Fashion LP. And when you buy the album in the stores, I'm not sure if it's available in the stores yet, but when you buy it in the stores, you'll find that all the tunes are nearly linked or are linked together, which seems to be a Roy Thomas Baker trademark somewhat. Flush the Fashion, the champion on tonight's New Music Challenge, Alice Cooper from Chem FM.
All I want to know.